Support for GLT's Grow comes from Wendell Niepegan Greenhouses, a huge selection of plants, gardening tools, and lawn and garden advice at Wendell Niepegan's on Fox Creek Road in Bloomington, where you're more than a customer, you're a friend. Details at niepegans.com. This is GLT.
It's not March Madness to play the zone in your yard. I'm Laura Kennedy, and this is GLT's Grow, your source for practical gardening advice from our expert in the field, from the Illinois State University School of Biological Sciences and curator of the Fell Arboretum. It's Patrick Murphy. Hello there, Murph.
Hi, Laura.
Thank you so much for being here, because today on GLT's Grow, we are playing fast and loose with planting zones. And, you know, I think some of us feel like we have to stick with zone 5, but maybe we don't have to stick with our zones tightly.
That's right, Laura. And the hardiness zones are something that a lot of us are familiar with, but for those that are not, USDA plant hardiness zones are determined by an average annual extreme minimum temperatures. Mm-hmm. So they largely gravitate around cold temperatures. So here in central Illinois, Bloomington Normal and Illinois State University are in zone 5A.
Oh, 5A. So I didn't know there was like a
that's right.
Wow.
They've done that in our lifetime. It's, you know, they were pretty straightforward,
mm-hmm.
1 through 12. But now they have kind of divided some of the areas with the, like in 5A, there's a 5B. So the same is true for 6, 7, 8, et cetera. If you look at a map of these hardiness zones, so you can see the little line that's kind of south of Springfield, but north of St. Louis. It's an undulating border. It's not just straight lines like azimuth lines are on the map, right? They kind of swing in and out.
Right.
And they swing in and out because of things like elevation and property contour and exposure to water, how close they are to water. So if you go south on Interstate 55 and you start creeping up on Lincoln, Illinois, and it's almost like you can see the land change a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And I've always loved that about car rides, Laura. Have you ever noticed that?
Yes.
You cross the Illinois state line into Kentucky and you cross the river and boom, there's lots of stone and the rolling hills of grass, and it doesn't look like where you just came from. That's one way to think of our hardiness zones. They just constantly change as we move north, south, east, and west. They change.
So we decide what plants we're going to put in the ground based on these hardiness zones and the plants that are presumed to thrive within that zone.
That is a correct answer, Laura. That's very true. And all plants that are available for sale have a hardiness zone assigned to them, and it's on the taggage or whatever. And so 5B for our central Illinois zone, so we're 5A here in Bloomington Normal at ISU, and we get down around Lincoln, Illinois, heading south, it turns into 5B. So it's a little warmer there.
Okay.
Well, you know, if you look at our map in Illinois in particular and other states that have large bodies of water near them, you get these little pockets of lake effect weather. So you can go north of here into Chicago and the counties of Lake, DuPage, Cook, Will, and Kankakee. That's zone 5B. It's a little warmer.
Huh.
It's a little warmer there.
Okay.
And southern Illinois, you're getting into St. Louis to the tip of the state, 6A and 6B. And then this little tippy tip of the state down by Miradosa, south of Carbondale, is 7A. And that's what most of Kentucky is. So that's not very much of a distance. So, but that's how we're going to talk about playing the zone, right? So you take a road trip. You mm-hmm. see the mimosas start showing up as you cross the state line.
But can I plant mimosa in my yard right here in 5A?
We can, but we can expect it to perform differently.
You're listening to GLT's Grow, our weekly gardening show for those who like to get their hands dirty. This week, playing with planting zones. So maybe I can't treat mimosa as a perennial. Maybe I could treat it as an annual.
That's right. That's how we can work the zone. So mimosa is one example of southern plants that many of us love. I love cordyline, and I love dracaena, and I like some other tropicals that you might see even further south. Mimosa, along with some of these other leafy vegetative tropicals, they love the heat and humidity of our summers. Well, spring, summer, fall.
Okay.
Right? However long the humidity lasts, the heat and humidity, they love it. So if you purchase those plants, and you can use them in your landscape, but manage your expectations, because unless you have a conservatory or a hothouse to keep them in, mm-hmm. you're going to see them come and go from your landscape as an annual.
You know, and I have a butterfly bush, and I understand that in Tennessee, they basically leaf out every year on the same branches. But here in Illinois, I got to cut them back every year, and they're going to be putting up new branches. And I can't expect them to branch to leaf out on old branches, because that's not how they perform in this zone.
And lavender is much like that. So you look in catalogs, and there's hardy lavender, hardy lavender. Well, hardy depends on where you're sitting when you read that article,
good point.
Right? So I love lavender. There's a lot of things you can do with it in and out of the landscaping. So let's kind of go down the list of some of our applicable zone presses, okay?
Okay.
Annuals. Annuals. Almost all the annuals that we enjoy in our garden here in the Midwest have a specific time period that they appear in the landscape because they're annuals. If we have the fortune of travel and we were to, say, go to California.
Right.
The calla lilies are growing in the landscape year round.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they do okay 3 or 4 months here in the heat of the summer, away from the direct sunlight, lots of water. So we're playing the zone by having calla lilies for a short amount of time.
Great.
Okay. Northern versus southern grown suppliers. I like to go up to Michigan. It's my wife's favorite state. We're torn. Where are we going to retire, Michigan or Florida? Well, when we go to Michigan, like a lot of my colleagues, they've recognized that the plant supplies are fabulous, abundant.
Mm-hmm.
They cost a little bit less, and they're just so much further along than what we have down here while you go shopping up there. So if we go up there next weekend, you can find blueberry bushes to beat the band. And you bring them down here, and they're going to do really great most of the time. So we can buy a northern-grown dogwood and bring it home. But it's the heat of the summer that's going to get us in trouble, and the zones don't speak to that entirely. Here on Illinois State University's campus, we have some glorious European beech trees. Many of them have the initials of people who love each other carved into them.
Oh, my.
Well, it's one of the ways canker has attacked these trees.
Yeah.
These trees are more common in the forest around, say, Green Bay, Milwaukee, so that's quite a bit north of us, 3-4 hours north of us.
Right.
They love the cold of our winters, but they sometimes struggle with a little bit of extra heat.
And a few extra initials.
Yeah, that doesn't help either.
Not a bit.
And for thin-skinned trees, climbing trees is a great activity, and we don't want to discourage that. Safety is always important, though. But climbing a thin-skinned tree can put a lot of stress and pressure on that bark, especially if you're a big person like me. And you're using all your leverage and weight to push off.
Mm-hmm.
So now you've got a situation where your zone hardiness is affected by what the plants will encounter in the summer.
Interesting.
And then grass, turf grass, our lawns, right? Most of the Midwestern lawns are a combination of rye, fescue, and Kentucky bluegrass.
Mm-hmm.
We see the bent grass if you're a golfer. Or if you're really into lawn bowling at home, and you're like at your house, Laura,
uh-huh.
your bocce ball arena, it's all bent grass. So we can have that here, but we can't have the St. Augustine and Zoysia grass like we see when we go to Disneyland, or if we go down to Atlanta to Six Flags, where you see this very thick-bladed, easy-to-mow grass. Well, it doesn't work here. It's out of its zone.
Okay, well, you can sort of play the zone, but you can't push the. You can only push the zone so
temporary.
Far. That's
yeah.
Right. Okay, next week on GLT's Grow, we're talking about drying and repurposing in the garden. Hey, we all want to save money while we're gardening and repurposing. We can do it that way. If you've got a gardening question or problem you'd like Murph to take on, go to our website, wglt.org/grow, fill in the form, and send it along to us. We would love to hear from you. Again, submit the questions at wglt.org/grow.